From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Political observers often point to the narrow margin in the 2000 presidential election and this year's tight race for president when they talk about a divided America. Well, that left-right divide feeds the book market and makes publishers happy. But the competition is fierce and timing is crucial, as Judy Martin reports.
The rhythm on Sixth Avenue in New York City is a rapid beat of billboards singing the praises of movies, theater, TV news shows, and these days political books. There are well over 20 new major titles this fall, and publisher David Rosenthal will orchestrate the release of some of them. He heads up Simon & Schuster here in Midtown Manhattan. On this morning, he's upbeat and a bit out of breath, dealing with the intensity of turning around Michael Moore's two new books.
And you know, you can sell a lot of books in a few weeks before an election. People are focusing on the election, but it's like publicity for what you're selling absolutely every day.
It's a harried pace, he says, going from conception to bookshelf in less than 3 months to take advantage of that all-important window prior to elections. His office looks like a bookstore, and the titles front and center reflect a symphony of current affairs and political arguments. As the crescendo of the election builds, says Rosenthal, so does the competition.
But the good news is that a lot of political books are selling. I think people are very dissatisfied with what they see on television in terms of news and reportage. Maybe these books are selling to the converted already.
A good point, says bookstore owner John Dunnigan. He's run the Pickwick Bookstore in the quaint village of Nyack, New York, for nearly three decades.
I think the people who buy Michael Moore's book, believe me, you're not having too many Republicans buying that book.
Nor has he seen a slew of Democrats buying the Kerry-bashing Unfit for Command. Artist Ed Brophy is browsing for a novel after bypassing the political books on the front table.
Oh, it'd have to be a hell of a book to sway me now. I can't imagine a book swaying me now.
And if not now, it might be too late for some of those publishers, says Charlotte Abbott of Publishers Weekly. For example,
people who are jumping into the market with satire, things that won't last really beyond this particular election.
Abbott's desk overflows with press releases from publicists vying for her attention. Books sit on shelves or piled high in a cart, and even some hang on the edge of her desk. She says she hasn't seen the political book market strike such a popular chord since Watergate. While some of these books might fade after election, she says titles by longtime government insiders like Richard Clark's book, Against All Enemies, just might survive.
They have a lot of firsthand information about terrorism, about the lead-up to the invasion of Iraq, to American policy that's going to affect how the world relates to us.
And sales for those books, Abbott says, are being driven by the media. The climate of book sales suggests as much. Take the Republican convention.
Welcome to the capital of the world.
Barnes & Noble says sales for Rudolph Giuliani's bestseller, Leadership, doubled immediately following his convention address. Borders says the same for John McCain's book. It doesn't hurt that the major publishers often pay for good placement on that front table at the chain stores. But again, it's the media that gets the consumers in the door, says Paul Bogards. He's the publicist behind Bill Clinton's hugely successful memoir, My Life.
Certainly the Fox Network has played a role in how books are selling in the marketplace. They are happy to promote books that espouse a certain ideology.
He says it's a sensitive dance with the media in determining who gets a big name first and for how long. But that's not the case for all political authors. Bill Seidman gets scores of books as the chief commentator for CNBC, but he's picking up a novel at New York's LaGuardia Airport. He says the number of political books this year is somewhat deceiving.
Oh, yeah, there have been more books than I've ever seen, and more bad books than I've ever seen, too.
And Charlotte Abbott of Publishers Weekly says the public's on to that.
Most Americans pretty much know what they think already, and they turn to books to confirm that or to refine their thinking or to just come up with arguments so that they can win that darn debate at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
But unlike leftover turkey, as Abbott says, political books might lose their flavor after Election Day. For NPR News, I'm Judy Martin in New York.